Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. In the studio, I got Bubble Boy. CJ is not here. But standing in, at least for a few minutes, is Bill the Engineer. A holdover from the world of boating. But he's a diver, and he's going to stand in for CJ.
I'm a diver because of this program.
That's true.
I am a diver because of this program. I got certified to dive because I was a part of Scuba Radio, and it was a part of my life for a very long time.
And then we promptly kicked him out.
Yes.
But he's filling in at least for a few minutes for CJ, who was in Mexico last week celebrating Sammy Hagar's birthday. Was he invited by Sammy? He was. But he crossed paths with a drunken sailor. Last we heard, he was in some caravan trying to cross the border back into Mexico or something. I don't know what's going on, but it's a big mess.
That's not as highly defended of a border.
Maybe.
The Mexico-U.S. side.
Yeah. But
it's a little more porous.
I got a text from the drunken sailor saying, "Hey, man, we're having a party out on the bridge. You should be here."
Oh, he's pretty bloated, Greg. He'll float right across the river.
Well, that could be. I don't know. Hopefully he'll make it back in time for next week's show, but not this week. So him and CJ are, south of the border, and whether or not they're allowed back in the country, time will tell. But we will move on regardless. We also have connected via the web Barry Debugger. We like to call him on Scuba Radio as opposed to Barry the Boater on World of Boating because he switches gears. He jumps off his boat and he goes dives for a lobster. Barry Debugger is with us. And also, if that weren't enough, and of course it wouldn't be, Jerry the Diver Guy and Vinny Dutanks. All these guys are connected with us via the web. Jerry, what's going on, man?
What's going on, everybody?
Is it cold up there?
How have you got Bill left in the studio?
Well, you would know because, we wanted to get some eye candy on Facebook Live today. So Bill is standing in. He is shirtless.
God have mercy on us all.
Oh, no, wait now. He's wearing a shirt right now. And if you don't go and watch us on Facebook Live, he's threatening to take a shirt off. So I encourage you to join us on Facebook Live today at Scuba Radio quickly, because chances are he's going to take it off.
If we get 10 likes in the next 1 minute, I will leave my shirt on.
Is there an
unlike
button?
50 likes in the next 15 minutes, I will leave.
Is there a leave it on button there on Facebook?
By the light.
Yeah, Eric's in Facebook Live. Jared the Diver Guy obviously hanging out. Eric is in there as well. A few other folks, but feel free to chime in with questions, comments, and masks.
Eric yes. Douglas?
No, it's a different Eric.
Oh,
there's more than one Eric in the world.
My oldest son is Eric, too, but I mean...
Well, it could be him.
I thought maybe it was Eric Douglas of Books by Eric.
Yes.
We hear those ads a lot here on the Overboard Entertainment Network.
Eric has more important stuff going on today, so...
that's hard to do.
He's probably at Bridge Day.
Yeah, could be.
What, does he have a nail that needs to be filed?
It could be. It could be something like that. We do have some
it's a
cool
threshold for something that's more important.
People joining us today. The Dive God is scheduled to join us to talk about, I think it's like the 40th or 50th year anniversary of his deep diving record. It was like last Sunday. And so we're going to have Neil Watson, the Dive God, to reflect on that milestone, which literally still holds to this day, 437 feet on scuba, on air, is an air diving record still. And Neil's going to join us. Also, Dr. Doug Ebersol is just got back from Bonaire and some kind of big tech diving adventure. He's going to join us in just a bit. So we got a lot of stuff to cover today, as well as some pretty crazy scuba-related news and information.
Greg?
Yes, buried bugger.
That's 600 months.
What do you mean, 600 months for what?
50 years.
50 years.
Oh, yeah, you know,
good job with the math.
Yeah. Thank Barry you. Was having some problems on our boat show today with counting and math, and evidently he's still catching up. So, okay, you're not going to get any, like, smiley faces or gold stars for coming up with quick answers like that.
And just actually, give him a cookie.
That was kind of late anyway, wasn't it? But that's okay. We love him regardless. But
it's 2,600 weeks.
Go catch some. Screw the math. We don't like. No one likes math, Barry. Go catch some lobsters.
How many can you catch?
You can get a six a day in your neck of the woods. Am I right down there in Fort Lauderdale? Right.
Four. I'm asking you.
Well, I would like all six. Six is
a
the
dozen
legal
in
limit.
2 days.
That's right. You got 2 days to get me a dozen up here to Orlando from where you are in Fort Lauderdale, Barry. Have you even
I'll
been
leave
tempted?
Them in the car.
I've been seeing some reports from Chiefy down there in South Florida. The lobsters that he has been posting up on Facebook are getting bigger. I mean, some of the pictures he's been going out like every other day, it seems like, and then he posts his catch like, "Hey, another day, another limit." And I mean, he's like rubbing it in to all the people who can't do this every day. I got to tell you, the guy's living large. But literally, the lobsters are massive. I mean, I assume that's just because as we, you know, progress through the season, the first wave of lobsters there in South Florida, in particular where he is, you know, get caught and they're legal. But as time goes on, obviously those are the ones that get to hang around and get a little bigger and get a little bigger, do another molt, get a little bigger. Next thing you know, he's pulling out these 3 or 4 pound sized lobsters that are, I mean, they are looking tasty. And, you know, more than a meal kind
of
thing.
Are they radioactive?
Why would they be radioactive?
Well, Fukushima should be making its way around this part.
No, that's hogwash. It doesn't. And as long as it makes them bigger, who cares?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Go eat your lobster poop.
Yeah, well, yeah. I Bubble Boy was nice enough to leave some. Not of his own, but of the candy, lobster poop that I brought back from my Northeast adventure. Yeah, a little candy. Cherry candies called lobster poop. That's the name of the candy. And it would made a great souvenir to all my friends or acquaintances.
Hey, Greg.
Barry the bugger. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, look who's online.
Who is Lori. Online? Who?
Lori.
Lori from who?
The
where?
Birthday girl.
The birthday girl. You're going to have to give me more than that. What do you mean, Jerry?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, Lori Lochmick. It's her birthday today. And she's on Facebook Live. Hi, Lori. How are you?
Happy birthday.
All right. Does that mean that, are you going to give her a little birthday dance here, Bill the engineer?
He should.
All right. Marilyn Monroe. Look at, you're supposed to sing. This is, I know you're doing this visually for Facebook Live, but you could sing, do a little.
Happy birthday to you.
That's enough. Stop. Just stop. We don't want to scar her where she won't want to have any birthdays from here on out. So, yeah, that's just one of the added elements that we have today, Bill.
By the way, just for point of clarification, since I know you did your research for your interview with the Dive God, he set the record October 14th, 1968.
Okay.
Dang.
And that's how many days, Barry the bugger?
600.
I'll get there.
600 weeks.
600 weeks, okay.
Yeah.
So I was only 7 months old.
So 50 years thereabouts, right?
Not thereabouts. This is
well,
bad.
I mean,
it's
the
eight,
day.
It's
I think
68, that, October 14th, 1968.
All right, well, like I said, it was like last week. That was like, what? Last, well, today's the 20th.
So I believe you said it was Sunday. Yeah. And that's Sunday, the 14th.
That's right. That's correct. See, I was right. So what do you mean I didn't do my homework? I did it.
I
was right on.
How many years it was? It was 50 years.
What do you mean I didn't say? I said it was his 50-year anniversary.
You also said it was his 40th anniversary.
No, he said 50 because I gave you 600
both.
Months.
Bill's
said
hearing
both.
Things. You know that lobster poop is laced with LSD.
It's that rock you got him.
That's what makes it so good.
Or something. Right. Yeah,
so,
Bill's had a few.
That'll be interesting. I'm reading an article from 30 years ago about the dive 20 years ago. as part of my research.
Well, there you go. Well, you could go do all that reading and arithmetic stuff, or you just listen to the dive guide here a little later on in the show.
Here's the thing.
What?
You've known him for a while. I've known him for a while. He tells fantastic stories.
He does.
I'd like to provide some facts.
Why would you let the facts get in the way of a great story?
I think occasionally his stories are a little fact poor.
No, that is not true.
They are entertainment rich.
This isn't fake news. This is real life. You can Google it. You listen to the story, then you Google it and realize,
it sounds like it's fake news,
but the fact of the matter is it's absolutely true. That's what makes it remarkable and a great segment on today's show. Dr. Doug up first, however, and he's next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Explore new places. Make new friends. Do cool things. With more than 70% of our planet covered in water, why limit your possibilities for happiness and enjoyment? Let the National Association of Underwater Instructors, NAUI, lead you in your quest for underwater exploration and entertainment. Visit a NAUI facility or locate a NAUI instructor near you at NAUI.org.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
So, tell me true. Are you guys for scuba?
What does that mean?
I'm like the unofficial scuba king of St. Bart. So, if you are for scuba, I take you out on the boat, I show you the coral reef, and we have kind of like a scuba party.
You know, that sounds great, but we're not certified, so we're going to have to pass.
That is no biggie. I get to resort certified a couple of hours.
Oh, I have always wanted to try it.
Yeah? Mm-hmm.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We're going to find out what happened to that diver. I don't want to claim him. He evidently went swimming naked in Ripley's Aquarium in Toronto with a bunch of sharks in their shark exhibit. We're going to find out if indeed that was Jerry the Diver Guy, because he does like to visit those establishments here and there. But first, let's talk about some more cooler things, more prominent dive-related news and information. And that would mean it's time for Dr. Doug Ebersol, our man in the know when it comes to just fixing you, especially on heart-related stuff, because that's what he specializes in. But he's also a super tech diver. Dr. Doug, how are you, buddy?
Doing great, Greg. Thanks for the call. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Ticker's fine. So, but you know what? Let's talk just about diving. We don't need to worry about none of that nonsense. You just got back from, what was it, tech dive event?
Bonaire Tech. It's their, annual event down at Buddy Dive in Bonaire.
Okay. So that entailed how many people? Tell me all about it. What was going on exactly?
Yeah, this was the eighth event. It was started originally 8 years ago, mainly by Dive Right, and they ran a lot of technical stuff. And then a few years later, they kind of expanded it. So now it's represented by a variety of different manufacturers. There were 78 tech divers there for the week.
Wow.
At Buddy Dive, yeah. Actually, Buddy Dive for the week was sold out. They apparently had over 350 divers just at Buddy Dive, and then they had to spread some of us out to other locations. They were running their compressors 24/7 for the whole week. I guess they were filling somewhere north of 1,000 tanks a day for the entire week.
Wow!
So they were busy.
Lots of divers for sure. Yeah, now were they all rebreathers, nice, or were they doing side mount and tri mix and all kinds of technical stuff like that too, or what?
Yeah, the way they did it is the mornings there was you could either shore dive. As you know, Bonaire is a shore diving mecca. So you could either shore dive off the Buddy, off the house reef at Buddy, or go somewhere in a pickup truck and dive. Or they had boats that went out. The boats that went out went to sites that you could go anywhere from recreational depths to greater than 200 or 300 feet, depending on your level of certification. So people did a little bit of everything. Some people were there to do open circuit technical dives, on doubles and stage bottles and so forth. Majority of people were probably on rebreathers. And then there were a lot of recreational divers who were just interested in technical diving and just kind of wanted to see what it was all about. So the mornings would be diving. And then in the afternoons, we did demos. You know, the various manufacturers of rebreathers were there and would do rebreather demos. They also did some side mount demos. Lamar Hires from Dive Right was there doing side mount demos, and then Randy Thornton from Some Gravity had brought some scooters, and they also did DPV demos in the afternoon as well. And then each evening we had little lecture presentations from various manufacturers or divers with whatever their experiences were, and some physicians talking about various aspects of dive medicine. So it was a great week, very relaxed. Kind of low-key, but some great information, some great diving.
Well, it sounds like it. I mean, and Buddy Dive, if I remember correctly, Bonaire, it's right next to Captain Don's, isn't it? And then right there, their resort?
It's just south of Captain Don's.
Okay. And so I know they have a fine operation there, and obviously they have to handle that many divers, even if they had some overflow. But were people actually trying, rebreathers out? Had like a Discover experience opportunity too with you doing your KISS rebreather stuff, or not so much?
Yeah, exactly. They had myself and Brian K. Cook were representing KISS. Randy Thornton was there representing Subgravity and the XCCR and Defender rebreathers, and Jared and Lamar Hires were there representing Dive Right with the Optima rebreather. So every afternoon, they had signups, 30-minute blocks, like 2:30, 3:30, 4, and 4:30, so like 5 people each day.
Yeah.
That they could sign up, and you could sign up for any of the rebreathers or a side mount clinic or the scooters. So I did something like I think I did 14 rebreather demos during the week or something like that.
Very nice.
A lot of people showed interest. You know, a lot of people would sign up for one day, one the next day, one the next, just to kind of get some experience and see if they liked them and so forth.
Well, there you
go. And like I said, other people were doing scooters or side mount or whatever they wanted to do.
Right, right. But the diving is so easy there because it is like the shore diving capital of the world. At least that's what they claim to be and that kind of thing. And that reef right there in front of Captain Don's, which, you know, actually, you know, goes up against Buddy Dive a little bit too. I did that back in the day, and it's a phenomenal site, and it's so easily accessed. That's what makes it so nice. I would imagine on a rebreather, you could have slipped off in the water right there and did like what, a 3-hour dive. Did you do any of those kind of things or no?
The longest we did was a little over 2 hours, two and a half hours, something like that. But
yeah,
you're right. The house reef there, first off, right off the dock is
That's all right.
Right off the dock is perfectly clear. It's like swimming pool kind of conditions, you know, mm-hmm. 5-8 feet deep or something. And then probably within a 30 second to 1 minute swim. You're on the reef that starts in 20 feet and it goes down to about 100 feet. It's a beautiful reef.
Nice.
You can go north or south. So yeah, it's an absolutely wonderful place for shore diving or for training, regardless of the level of training. It's a great place for training.
Yeah. Well, if you haven't tried the rebreather experience, I mean, it really is pretty remarkable what you can do when you get down and stay underwater for that long of a time. You really settle in and kind of get into this whole Zen type of mode. It's a cool thing. And you're kind of taking your show on the road again. What is it, next weekend you're going up to Atlanta at the Georgia Aquarium? Is that right?
Yeah, next weekend I'm going up to a dive shop called Sea Ventures. It's in Alpharetta, Georgia, just north of Atlanta. A real big dive operation there. Actually, my daughter years ago used to be the manager there. And they're having one of the guys there, Woody Alpern, a friend of mine, works with the Georgia Aquarium. And they're taking a group of their volunteers from the aquarium. I think we have like 20 people signed up, are going to be going over to Sea Ventures. And we're going to be doing KISS rebreather demos there at Sea Ventures. It's going to be myself, Woody, my friend who's also a KISS instructor, Georgia Hauserman, who you may know from Patty. She's also a KISS instructor and real big in Patty. And then Mike Young, the owner of KISS Rebreather. So the four of us are going to be putting 20 people through KISS Rebreather demos all afternoon on Saturday.
Nice.
So it should be a fun time.
Absolutely. Well, you're just going and sharing the love of rebreather diving on those KISS units and just hanging out and having a good time. He's living the life and saving lives, too. I love it. Dr. Doug, always a pleasure, my friend. Thanks for checking in, and we'll talk again soon, okay?
Sounds great. Thanks. It's good to talk to you, Greg.
You got it. Dr. Doug Ebersol. We can connect you with him at scubaradio.com, or just Google him. You'll find him there. More coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Bubble Boy is in the studio with me. Also, Bill the Engineer has been hanging out. He was nice enough to just kind of sit there during our interview with Dr. Doug.
That's hard for me to do. I want you to know that.
Well, yeah,
it is treacherously hard.
You broke Facebook Live. We had to reload our video system on Facebook Live.
It was dancing.
Yeah, it was. And Dr. Doug had to split to kind of perform, emergency services on some people that witnessed the video. So
it'll happen.
Yeah, it could. But you are going to leave us.
I am.
Because we're going to talk about other naked divers. Or he wasn't diving, but he was at the Ripley's Aquarium.
Right.
And he decided to jump in the shark tank naked.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, that wasn't you. You were in the one in the Smokies. This was in Toronto, so I guess it was not Jerry the Diver Guy, as much as you'd like to take credit for it, I would imagine. But this guy was arrested. They caught him.
Right.
He thought it was funny, and he did a selfie, and yeah, that usually lends itself to you getting caught, you know?
Well, I think it's something he decided to do.
Yeah, one at a time. Yeah, Barry, go.
Was he trying to do a mind meld with the shark by any chance?
I don't think it was a mind meld as much as it would have been, he was threatening his, one of his appendages. It's like, hey, you want a little bite of this? I don't know. It's one of those crazy Canadian
things. I think it was something he decided to do on kind of a spur of the moment. He had nothing else to wear, so he took everything off.
Oh, you think that's what it was?
I think that's what it was.
Because
he's planning to put the clothes on and get away with it. So
then he'd have wet clothes.
Right.
And that wouldn't be practical.
So not in Toronto.
That's true.
Good point. It's cold up there, isn't it?
As dangerous as it might be to swim around naked with sharks, it is more dangerous to walk around with wet clothes after swimming with the sharks.
Yeah.
Talking about shrinkage.
Well, yeah, that could have saved him. I don't know. I mean, he didn't, he wasn't attacked or nothing. But
no.
they frowned on that kind of activity.
I believe they should.
And the sharks did, too.
Even if, believe it or not, he's like, they thought, hey, that would be, I can do this and live through it. And he figured he'd make a good exhibit at the aquarium. But
that's not even a mouthful.
Okay, Jerry knows more about this story and the pictures than we thought. More coming up. Stay close.
is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
We're getting wetter all the time. I used to get wet in the pool.
Below the swim lane.
The dive instructor was cool.
And a bit insane.
As we went down, the bubbles would sound. As we were taught the dive rules. I've got to admit, it's getting wetter.
Wetter.
A little wetter. All the time.
We need to submerge.
Yes, I admit, it's getting wetter.
Wetter.
A little wetter. Sublime, getting so much wetter all the time. It's getting wetter all the time.
Wetter, wetter, wetter.
It's getting wetter all the time.
Wetter, wetter, wetter.
Getting so much wetter all the time.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, Bubble Boy with me in the studio. We're on Facebook Live. Oh, I just see Anne-Marie checked in from Curacao. Hi, Anne-Marie. How are you? We're looking on the video today. And we encourage everybody to join us as much as they feel like being visually stimulated or annoyed or I don't know. I think I better just apologize. Regardless, the story in the news about this guy who swam at Ripley's, believe it or not, aquarium in Toronto with the sharks in the shark tank, they caught him. He was arrested. But, you know, it's funny. I'm reading more in the story, and it says they didn't really go after him for swimming with the sharks because that was just a dumb stunt, naked. He was wanting for assaulting somebody before he did this outside of medieval times. So Barry the Bugger has a, have you been digging on this story deeper there, Barry, or what?
No, but you mentioned they caught him. What did they use for bait?
I don't know. Booze, I'm guessing, because I think he was drunk or something. Or, you know,
They legalized.
Well, exactly. It could be some of that, too. It might be some of the wacky weed. Put them over the top. But, yeah, they wanted
all the above
for assaulting somebody outside of medieval times.
Was it Chip Douglas?
Yeah, we'll go with that. Sure. Bubble Boy, being the soothsayer that he is, he knows his stuff. Probably knows the guy. He's probably related, you think? Do you have any relatives up in Canada, up in the Great White North?
Probably.
Yeah, yeah. But you know, he obviously went to that medieval times thing. That's where they have the dinner theater and they stab each other with knives and stuff on horses.
Yeah, they eat with
their
hands.
I thought that had that in Orlando.
Yeah, they got it here too. Yeah. And people are stabbing people all the time. It's a great dinner theater experience these days. But evidently he didn't like the activity and gotten a ruckus or gotten a
it inspired him.
I think they give you free wine and beer at those things, and it sounds like he may have had too much. And then he said, all right, after I watch these guys stab each other, then I'm gonna punch this guy in the parking lot and let's go dive naked with sharks at the aquarium across the street. That sounds like fun. So anyway, they got him. But they cared more about the assault than they cared about the diving with the sharks. But, you know, they don't like that kind of stuff. I mean, you know, we're based in Orlando, and I can tell you, I have talked to a lot of the trainers at SeaWorld over the years, and I kind of know some of the protocols. They have very strict protocols about, obviously now you can't even get in the Shamu's tank anymore. They kind of quit that because of all that crazy blackfish stuff. But as far as contaminants at aquariums and things like that, they won't let you use your own scuba gear, like at Epcot, if you want to dive the tank there at the Living Seas, which that's a pretty cool experience if you've never done it. Mark it off the list it's kind of a fun thing to.
It's so far away. Right?
I thought you could only use your own mask.
I don't even know if they let you use your own mask.
If you need glasses.
Well, I don't know. I'm maybe they will make an exception in that regard. But back in the day when I went, they wouldn't let you use anything. You could not bring any of your own gear. because they have it sterilized and washed a certain way so no foreign, you know, stuff gets in the aquarium and stuff. So they don't allow you to bring your own gear. Now, maybe they've made exceptions for prescription masks and things like that, which, by the way, brings me to a little segue. You need one? We got one up for grabs right now for the month of Sharktober or Rocktober or whatever. The Rocktober giveaway this month is a mask from our friends at SeeTheCRX.com. Go to scubaradio.com, fill out the little form, and you'll be good to go and get your own prescription dive mask. So anyway, that'll be good stuff, and you can you ought to do that though. I mean, but I don't blame them for not wanting. What is all that racket going on? What is that? Is that your phone, Bubble Boy?
No.
What is? I hear a bunch of rambling going on in the background. You guys hear voices in your head, or is that just me? I think it's just me.
I don't hear nothing.
Yeah, okay.
I don't hear anything.
I'm hearing voices. It is October. It's the ghosts of Scuba Radio pasts. But regardless, anyway, yeah, it's probably just me. Yeah, but yeah, I think you know, the people at the aquarium, they frown on that kind of stuff. But it is fun, whether you like aquariums or not. If you've never dove one as a volunteer diver or did one of these experiences like at Living Seas or something, it is something that I would highly recommend. And you've never done that, Barry?
No, not yet.
Is it on your list? You want to mark it off?
Oh, yeah, that's something I like to do. Although, I remember at Typhoon Lagoon, you could actually swim a little lagoon with these little nurse sharks, and that water was pretty cold.
Well, it is. Yeah, most
Living Seas like that, too. They keep
it is. It's on the chilly.
Degrees.
Yeah, it's on the chilly side. I don't know if it's that cold, but it is on the cool side. But they give you a wetsuit. Yeah, I think the tank they dive in at the Living Seas is more of a tropical kind of thing, but it's cool, but it's not like freezing like in the 60s or something. It might be in the, you know, 72, 73 range or something like that.
That's still chilly.
Right. But it's not that bad. You can tolerate it for a 30-minute dive. You can do something like that, or you could be a poop diver. I saw this story this week about this guy who that is his gig as a diver. You know, we come across all these great jobs that you can have in the dive industry, like a dive instructor, work some place exotic in the Caribbean or the Pacific at a dive resort and teach people how to dive. You could do more, you know, technical stuff like being a, you know, police recovery diver or something like that, which gets kind of creepy at times.
Underwater welding?
Sure. Or you could be a poop diver. I saw this, and this guy was like bragging about being a poop diver, you know, dressed up in commercial dive gear and like literally covered in poo. You know, he was like diving a sewage plant or something and had to go in there and clean out some pipes. I mean, I hope this guy is making a fortune. It's the highest paid diving job you could ever have in the world. You hear what I'm saying? Because I have not heard of anybody claiming to be one of these guys. Have you?
Is he completely sealed up in a suit?
Well, I would hope so. I mean, you know, geez. Yeah, I mean, he's wearing a commercial helmet. He obviously has a full dry suit, and surely it's, you know, totally sealed all the way around him. But regardless, oh, my gosh.
He doesn't take samples and package them up as a lobster poo, does he?
Well, that's a whole little. Well, I'll tell you what I saw in the pictures doesn't look like any candy morsels of cherry flavor round balls that, you know, we call our little bag of lobster poop. No, I don't think so. And if he offered me those, I would say no thank you, even if it was after he was all cleaned up. But boy, you see this picture of him literally covered, you know, standing in this mount, you know, this you know, lake of muddy goo, which, you know, thank God you can't smell stuff through the internet yet. But I was like, wow, man, he better be making a fortune doing that. I'm sure that is a very needed position. It's one of those dirty jobs that, you know, I don't know, Mike Rowe on Discovery or whatever, maybe he did that back in the day. I never saw it, but I never heard of anybody having that position. But I guess it has to be done at some point. You know, you have a sewage treatment plant. Something gets backed up. Who's going to clean it out? Call the poop diver.
It's got to be cheaper than trying to empty it out and shutting it down.
Well, I don't think they have a choice. And so they got to call, you know, your guy.
Just throw some X-Lax in there.
Maybe. But would any of you guys do that job? Jerry the Diver Guy, would you take thing? I mean, is there a threshold of payment that you would say, okay, you know, $1,000, 30 minutes to go clean out the pipes, I'll do it. Would you do
Negatory.
That for a grand? No,
Negatory.
No. How about $5,000?
Negatory.
No, there's no amount of money that would, you know, entice you to jump into a big pile of
million, and we'll talk about
a mill, huh?
All the bacteria and disease that's in there.
All right, so Barry, you saying no as well?
No,
Bubble Boy. Barry,
you know I'm a daggone germaphobe.
I'll tell you what, Bubble Boy left the room to go get his resume. So he's like, "Hey, $20, make me holler or something," shouting something about that. All right, look, Dive God next. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
There's been some articles on the web lately about how certain chemicals in sunscreens are bad for you, the environment, and are killing coral. A lot of it is overhyped marketing propaganda. Just know, reef-safe sunscreen by Tropical Seas has been independently tested and scientifically proven to protect you from the sun and not harm ocean inhabitants or the reefs. Since 1995, over $500,000 has been spent in testing to prove what it says it is, reef safe. Can other sun care companies claim this level of commitment to back up their claims? Not likely. For reef safe, it's not about the ingredients as much as how they work together to create a waterproof sunscreen molecule that forms a breathable film on your skin. Plus, reef safe biodegrades before creating issues for marine life and the coral we all want to enjoy and protect. Go with the original. Reef safe. For more info, go to reefsafesun.com.
Protect the sea and you and me. Reefsafesun.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I booked us on a trip and I go, "We just got here." And she goes, "But it was the only day I could get it, Bill, and it's going to be fun. The kids are going to love it. You're going to love it." And I go, "What is it?" And she goes, "We're going on a shark feeding frenzy." Okay, wait. We're in a boat looking down in the water. No, that's the best part. We're in the water with the sharks. And I go, "Have you lost your mind?
Shark, shark, here comes a shark. Get you in the morning and after dark. You know his bite is worse than his bark. He's gonna get you. Here comes a shark."
That's what they sound like? This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, Bubble Boy in the studio with me. We got Barry the Bugger. We got Vinny Two Tanks, Jerry the Diver Guy, even Pup the Scuba Cowboy is with us. And evidently he has a friend who's been a poop diver. And so we're going to find out what that is all about here in just a bit. There might be more. More information than we really want to know about. But look, they exist, these type of divers. But we're going to focus on more positive stuff, more pleasantly smelling divers, I mean, every time I've been around him, he's always smelled well or smelled good. And that would be the dive god, Mr. Neil Watson, who's with us right now. Neil, how are you, buddy?
Man, I am fantastic. Getting ready for the Diva Show in Vegas and get ready for Hammerhead season in Bimini.
Well, so absolutely.
We're rocking and rolling.
Yeah, well, I would imagine you're kind of on cloud nine, too, because you just celebrated the 50-year anniversary of your Deep Air record. That was last Sunday, the official day. Is that right?
It was the 14th, which I think it was a week ago Friday.
Okay.
So, which is amazing. You know?
That is. So 400.
Number one that I lived to break the record,
yeah,
and that I've survived 50 years after it. So, yeah, I'm celebrating twice.
Well, absolutely, as you should. But, yeah, 437 feet on air, which technically, well, it has killed people, and they don't even recognize it anymore because they don't want anybody to try to break an air record going that deep because it will kill you. How many people died trying to break it in back in the day? Was it eight or something?
I quit counting after about a dozen. I broke the record, like I say, 68, back in the infancy of diving, and the Navy was doing research on me and narcosis and this, that, and the other. And this is back when, you know, the deeper I went, the better my so-and-so regulator breathed. Now you would get nothing but criticism for breaking that record, and rightfully so. It makes no sense.
Yeah. You know? Well, and we've had this story before, but I think it's only fair, since we're looking back at 50 years, that we revisit it a little bit, because it's always fascinating to hear, because once you go past, what, 300 feet or so when you're on air, you're totally narked out of your brain, or what? Describe how it was, how this went
down. Well, I mean, actually, narcosis starts at, depending on the individual, anywhere from like 120 to 150 or 60 feet.
Yeah.
And, of course, the deeper you go, the more compounded the narcosis becomes, to the point that it's just a severe hallucinogenic. And then at the 300 mark, roughly, the oxygen in compressed air is in such a concentration that it becomes a toxic gas. So from 300 feet to 437 feet, you're breathing a compounding hallucinogenic and a toxic poison. So you ain't got a lot going for you, and you have nobody down there to help you.
Yeah.
You know, your safety divers, you stop your safety divers at about 180 feet, because you don't want to be losing your safety divers while you're breaking the record,
right?
So it's not a wise thing to do.
No, well, and this was like Evel Knievel type stuff. You know, it's 50 years ago he was doing this, and so it was insane then, but even probably more insane now because we know how bad it is for you. But you've said what it felt like, which you've described as like a near death experience when you actually did this. Is that right?
Oh yeah, I mean, you know, beyond about 350 feet, you don't even know you're in the water. You're just operating on autopilot. It's kind of like when you get up in the morning after partying and the car is in the driveway and you're not sure how it got there. That's kind of how you're operating on with narcosis. And of course, it's a strange record because it's the only record that I can think of that the emotion of fear. You're not afforded the luxury of the emotion of fear, because that emotion will kill you. You're hanging under the boat with a 70-pound weight that you pull a pin to start your descent, and you know that within probably 3 minutes after you pull that pin, it's better than 50-50 odds that you're going to die.
Wow.
And obviously that would cause apprehension, if not screaming fear.
Yes,
but you have to actually slow your respiratory system down, even with that knowledge, slower than mine is probably right now talking to you, because fear will cause you to hyperventilate, and it'll aggravate the oxygen poisoning and the narcosis, and the emotion of fear will kill you. So it's a physical challenge, but more so mental,
yeah,
really. I trained like 2 years for it.
Well, and if you look at the pictures of Neil from back in the day, you know, like 1968, whatever thereabouts, yeah, he is like a Greek god. I mean, he's in great shape now, you know, 50 years later. But then, oh, my God, it's scary how in shape you were. You're like superhuman.
I'd like to say it's clean living, but you know me better than that.
That's so true. All right. Hey, well, great. Congratulations.
Talking about holidays and special events, I want to give a shout out to our great friend Lori Locknick, which having a birthday today. I'd celebrate it with her, but she moved from South Florida to Bonnie Lake, Washington, which I think is about as far as you can get from South Florida.
Well,
you
she
know,
is
in the continental United States.
She is connected. She is connected via Facebook Live today, and Bill the Engineer gave her a little birthday dance.
Oh God,
that will scar her for her days to come. You hear what I'm saying? So you're connected vicariously through Facebook Live with her today. Neil, congrats on 50 years, and next time we chat, we'll chat about a hammerhead season in Bimini that's kicking off right now, okay?
You got it, pal. I got two boats in the yard right now, getting them all fixed up for hammerhead season starting in December.
There you go. And we got hour two on deck. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.